Well, yesterday was not a great day for Piet Hoekstra, the former congressman from Holland. 2 days ago, he was seen as the all-but-certain Republican nominee for the U.S. Senate next year. With the nation's economic crisis continuing and more voters worried about the future, there seemed to be a growing chance that incumbent Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow may be vulnerable. Hoekstra, who got into the race last month after initially deciding not to run, thought he had a clear shot. There were a few minor candidates, but they lacked funding or name recognition. But then yesterday, three longtime Michigan GOP heavyweights staged a coup of sorts. Two former state party chairs, Betsy DeVos, wife of Amway heir Dick DeVos, and Saul Nuzis, joined former U.S. Senator Spencer Abraham in endorsing a candidate. And it wasn't Piet Hoekstra. Matter of fact, it wasn't even someone who's formally in the race yet, though that will quickly change. The big three came out strongly for Clark Durant, a Grosse Pointer who's the founder of Cornerstone Schools, a group of charter schools in Detroit. You might have expected Betsy DeVos not to endorse Hoekstra. There's been bad blood between the DeVosses and the former congressman for some time. Betsy and her husband Dick, who ran for governor 5 years ago, didn't endorse Hoekstra in last year's GOP primary for governor, even though they're all West Michigan figures of Dutch descent. The DeVosses instead endorsed former Attorney General Mike Cox, who finished a bad third. Afterwards, Hoekstra, who finished second behind Rick Snyder, called the DeVosses Lansing insiders and said he was an independent thinker, not an apparatchik. As you might expect, the DeVosses didn't like that. But there's more to this attempt to push the relatively unknown Durant than that. Some Republicans have concerns, not about Piet Hoekstra's competence, but about his electability. He's neither charismatic nor a brilliant speaker, nor has he been very good at raising money. The Republicans are going to have to scare up millions to have a chance at beating Ms. Stabenow. Clark Durant is a solid conservative with a track record in innovative private education issues. Some see him as a stronger potential candidate than Hoekstra, a man who is, like Stabenow, a longtime Washington insider. But this announcement doesn't mean Piet Hoekstra is toast, not by any means. For one thing, very few people know who Clark Durant is. He lost a U.S. Senate primary more than 20 years ago, but since then has stayed mostly in the background. And Hoekstra's troops can, if they wish, point out that Betsy DeVos and Spencer Abraham are a big part of the reason Stabenow is in the Senate. 11 years ago, when DeVos was party chair, she got a notoriously unpopular educational voucher amendment on that year's statewide ballot. That brought an unusually high number of Democrats flocking to the polls to defeat it. They did, and in the process helped Stabenow win a narrow upset victory over Abraham, who did not run a good campaign. What the three-way endorsement does guarantee is a much more expensive and harder-fought Republican primary next year. And, for us voters, a more interesting race.